Tis Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Under criticism for racially discriminatory policing for marijuana arrests, the city of New York is moving to end unnecessary arrests within 30 days. Fox is paying $10 million to settle racial and gender discrimination lawsuits involving 18 current and former employees of Fox News. In the first quarter of 2018, Facebook says it deleted 865 million posts, most of which were spam. Some related to violence, hate speech, and terrorism. They also got rid of 583 million fake accounts. Uber has yielded to pressure and dropped mandatory arbitration in sexual misconduct cases. Before welfare reform kicked in, 68% of poor families got help from the federal entitlement to the poor. By 2016, its replacement served only 23%. 55% of the world's population lives in urban areas, a proportion that is expected to increase to 68% by 2050. Projections show that urbanization, the gradual shift in residents of the human population from rural to urban areas, combined with the overall growth of the world's population, could add another 2.5 billion people to urban areas by 2050, with close to 90% of this increase taking place in Asia and Africa, according to a new United Nations data set. As of 1973, only 17 states explicitly required that education be open to all in their state constitutions, and only 5 mentioned equality or equal opportunity, while most required an adequate education. Polling for the National Restaurant Association indicates to their surprise that 71% of the public supports an increase in the minimum wage to at least $10 per hour, and about the same percentage holds firm that they believe the increase is justified even if it means higher food cost. Michigan State agreed to pay $500 million to settle claims from more than 300 women and girls assaulted by sports doctor Larry Nassar in the worst such case in sports history. The FBI investigation of Russian connections to the Trump campaign that began in 2016 was called Crossfire Hurricane, in a reference to the Rolling Stones lyric, "I was born in a crossfire hurricane." The rate of birth of teenagers in the U.S. has dropped 55% since 2007 and 70% since its peak in 1991. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.